ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Australian companies in the plant-based meat sector may have bitten off more than they can chew. Now, the once fast-growing area of meat alternatives saw a major slowdown in 2023, with big and small players exiting, jobs lost and homegrown startup Sunfed closing its doors. So does the plant-based meat industry have a future in Australia? Phil Maul is a venture capitalist and partner in the Main Sequence Ventures and joins us this morning. Phil, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
You were one of the early investors in Australia's alternative meat sector. Was the area overhyped?
Oh, well, it certainly was. A lot of investment and a lot of activity came into the startup sector around 2022 in this field. And I think your listeners will have seen that on the shelves at Coles and Woolworths with an enormous expansion of products that were available to them.
Was this partly then a timing error in the venture capitalists assuming that the market would change faster than it actually has?
That's right. I mean, we do tend to do that from time to time as venture capitalists. I mean, our job is to take a punt on the future and to think about the things which are going to grow over time. I still feel a great sense of optimism about this space just because of what's going on in the food system. We work very hard as humanity to make enough food to put on the tables, and it all happens by magic for us consumers. But science is really at the core of making more and more food every single year as the population grows, and doing that against the background of climate change, actually reducing the amount of land that's available to do that. So I think we need to find solutions. We need to find technology solutions to make enough food. I think over time, we'll get there, and this category is in fact still growing even though the hype has come off. But we need to give ourselves more time because food is something that's very near and dear to us as humans, and you know, we're not going to change overnight what we eat.
Sunfed is just one of the alternative meat startups which shared in the tens of millions of dollars in venture capital funding into the plant-based sector. Several investors have since now admitted they overestimated the demand for these products. Was there enough due diligence on consumer preferences early on?
I think we all spent a lot of time working on consumer preferences. And I think especially around food, people don't necessarily do what they say. So if I said to you, you know, would you prefer to eat food which is kind of good for the planet, good for you, et cetera, the whole list of benefits from eating these kinds of foods, you would, of course, say yes, but in the end, you put the same things probably in your shopping basket every single week that you've put in for some time, and that's how most consumers behave. So it's a much longer process. I think we got the timing wrong, not the fundamentals wrong. I also think that food has to be excellent. I mean, food has to be the right price. Food has to be delicious. Food has to be something which, when you put it on the dinner table in front of your family, no one complains about it. And the
Good
bar
luck with that.
To make—that's right. And so the bar is very, very high. And again, it's another driver that says we just need to take our time to make the excellent food that consumers expect.
Many of these products are highly processed, have a large number of substituted ingredients. Are they actually good for you?
They are, yes. I mean, there's been a lot of hype around this as well. And the number of ingredients is really just a factor of if you're actually reconstructing something like meat using something like soybeans, for example, which is the case of one of the companies we're working with, you need to list every single ingredient that you're putting in there. If you have beef, for example, that comes from a cow, you just have to put beef on the label, even though there's actually a number of ingredients, if you like, a number of amino acids, a number of proteins that are in there, which constitute together as something we now call meat or beef. And so there will always be more ingredients on the label on something that's plant-based. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad for you. And in fact, you know, there's reduced cholesterol, there's more fiber, there's just as much protein, and they're certainly not bad for you.
Do you eat it?
I do. But I would like to eat it more. I think the bar is still higher for me, even as an investor in one of these companies, before I'm going to change all of my meals to this. But I do switch one or two of my meals each week.
And that bar is not currently being met?
I think the bar is just being met. But to really change consumers' behavior, it has to knock it out of the park. And that's what I think everyone's working on right now.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Thank you, Patricia.
Phil Morrill is a venture capitalist and partner at Main Sequence Ventures.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.